back in Acts chapter 4, when we're first introduced to him, hard to overlook where he was given his name. His first name was Joseph, but he was given another name, the name Son of Encouragement. I think that's significant that this was enough of his character, enough of the way that he interacted with people, that they couldn't help but call him that. He was the encourager, one who went about encouraging others. And I think that's especially challenging for me, that I don't think people think of that when they think of me. I don't think that's the first thing people think of. There's the encourager. And I wish it was. I think that's a tremendous thing. What a great stamp of approval to say, here's the person who's called the encourager. And that's what we think of when we think of him. I think encouragement is a tremendously important thing. I think it's easy to overlook because it's so simple, so easy. And yet that's the beauty of it. It's such an easy thing to do, and yet if you've ever been on the receiving end of it, you know how huge of an impact it can have. I got into an instance where someone came up to me and said one sentence that made my whole week and the rest of the week. As I thought about it, it kept reminding me that this person cared about me, this person had thought of me, and had made an effort to single me out and to encourage me, to pick me up, to push me on toward good things, toward good works. So this encouragement, again, it's this idea that it's something so easy to do. It just takes a simple sentence, a simple text message, an email, a phone call, whatever it is, that can boost somebody for an entire day or an entire week. And it doesn't take any sort of special talent. It doesn't take any special person. You don't need the gift of encouragement in order to encourage someone. It just takes watching out, looking for someone who needs it, and being willing to take that step. And I know for me, I sometimes hesitate to reach out and do something like that because I just am an awkward person in general. And so when I put myself out there, it feels hard. And yet, the problem with that is that the focus is on me. Right? That I'm focusing on myself, and how awkward this might be, instead of focusing on the other person. The whole point of this, right? To encourage them, to lift them up, to do something good for them. So it's necessary. I think all of us can use it. All of us need it. Especially, I think, of the elders, others who are working. I think of missionaries, for instance. I didn't experience this much as a kid on the mission field, but I know my parents talk about the loneliness of being a missionary, how you're often so isolated from other believers, isolated from your home church, and just a simple phone call, a simple card can really cause a huge impact. So there might be others who are specifically in need, those who are struggling with depression, other workers who are working very quietly and not receiving any recognition necessarily. But I think all of us, one extent or another, really need to be lifted up and encouraged. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, again, commands us to encourage one another, to pick one another up. You don't need to turn to this, but 5:11 says, therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. I think of Hebrews 10:24, to consider one another, to stir up love and good works. And that's the idea, to stir up love, to stir up good works, to pick one another up. This is one of the functions of the body. This is one of the reasons the Lord designed the church to be the way it is, that we encourage one another, that we pick each other up, that we together are stronger than all of us individually, because we can support one another, we can give each other help, we can push each other toward the right things, good works, and love, and Christ-likeness. The other thing about encouragement is that if you're on the lookout for someone to encourage, what's going to end up happening is you're going to end up looking for, when you pick somebody out of the crowd and you want to look to encourage them, what you're going to do is you're going to look for what they're doing that's good that you can help them, what you can do that you can point out and bless them for. And so what it makes you do is it makes you look out for the good in people. It makes you look for what they're doing right as opposed to judging what they're doing wrong. I think mark of Christlikeness. Because all three of these, really, are all symptoms of the same characteristic. And that characteristic is simply selflessness. I think Barnabas was an incredibly selfless person because he was generous. He was looking for ways to bless others, to give to them from his own abundance. He was a forgiving person, looking for those who had failed, those who had fallen, and picking them back up, giving them a second chance, looking for the good in them again. And thirdly, he was the encourager, the one who was known for being the one who encouraged those around him, the one who boosted them up, didn't tear them down. I think we can learn from that. I think that's one of the hardest characteristics to work on, selflessness, because it's so natural to be selfish. That's the natural fleshly thing, is to be selfish, to be self-centered, and yet selflessness is Christ-likeness. I think that's something we can all aspire to be more selfless, more focused on those around us. So I would encourage you, especially with the encouragement bit, my very practical suggestion would be pick out somebody who needs encouragement, anybody, because we all need encouragement. Pick out somebody and this week just send a text message or a phone call or talk to them in person. Just find something to give them a boost. Find something that they're doing right that you can point out and bless them. So I think there's this weekend, even with the dinner with all the leaders of the children's union, that's a big encouragement. But it doesn't all have to be that big. You don't have to organize a dinner just to encourage them. That's a wonderful thing. But even just a simple word, a simple phone call can be an incredible thing. So that would be my exhortation to you. But this is mostly pointed at me, because all these things are things that I struggle with, things that I don't see enough in my own life. So, and Lord, help us to be selfless, to be generous, forgiving, encouraging, looking for ways to bless one another and to build one another up for love.